B-Pod Studios.
Danny Briere on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Danny!
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
How you been, brother?
I'm doing good, thank you.
How's the family?
Family's good. All kind of scattered all over the place, but I'm still in Philly and still loving it.
Yeah, it's awesome, brother. You are a treasure, man. You know how we feel about you. All those runs back in the day. We used to have fun. Even calling up. It was a great time. And you know what, Dan? We're back to it. Did you expect this at all? Or, I mean, you know, quite frankly, did you think it would happen this quickly?
You know what? I've been saying probably for the last 3 or 4 years that, you know, we're a couple years away. And then, you know, I had the same feeling to start this season. I thought we were still a couple years away. But the way the team has come around lately, I mean, it's been fun. It's been fun to watch. It's been fun to see, to be part of it. I give a lot of credit to the coaching staff, yeah. The way they're able to, I guess, turn things around, but it's the swagger and the confidence they're able to get the players. Obviously, at the end of the day, the players have to perform and have to go out there and do the job, but I've just been really, really impressed with Alain Vigneault's group.
I want to ask you about, but that's number one, and how, you know, they languish with Hackstall, and then AV comes in, and he's got a, you know, he's got a system. He's also got a little bit of way about him. Like, you know, he's got that. He's that martini man. He doesn't really, you know, he'll say what he feels. You know, he's real loose. Hackstall was kind of tight. Is that real, you know, taking on the personality of your coach in this game?
I think so a little bit, definitely. There's no doubt in my mind that it plays a role. I mean, we had it with Peter Laviolette when he came in. He had that swagger, that confidence about him. And to be honest with you, I think eventually I could see Hackstall developing that. I think when you come in as a rookie coach, it's not easy. I think Hackstall is a fabulous coach. But, you know, to build that confidence and having the players look up to you and say, all right, he knows what he's doing. He's been there before. I think in the future, that's going to happen to Hackstall. But bringing in Alain Vigneault, who's been around for so long, he's been in tough markets, too. Like, we forget about that sometimes. He's coached in Montreal. He's coached in Vancouver. He's coached in New York City. Those are all good, tough hockey markets where you have to be successful. So for him coming to Philly, it's just another part of his journey almost. And I think the players are feeding off of that.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because you see them and they're first of all, I think the system to the X and O piece of AV has worked, and you see it. I mean, their defensive core. I mean, have you seen a better defensive core, top to bottom, than this group? They play fabulous in front of the net.
It's been a while. And what a turnaround. I mean, we looked last year at the Flyers, one of the worst defensive team in the league, to this year being one of the best. And I think the best, you know, since Christmas. I mean, that's, to me, very, very impressive how he's been able to turn that around in such a short period of time. You know, you might not have, you know, when in 2010 we had the combo of Chris Pronger and Kimmo Timonen, you know, two of the best defensemen in the game. We were lucky and fortunate to have them both on our team. But they were asked to play 30, 35 minutes a night. I think you're right when you say, you know, top to bottom, the emergence of Hag, and especially Sanheim and Myers have really impressed me. But the one of the key is, and we forget about that, is the trade that brought Niskanen here for Gudas. And Gudas is, you know, a warrior. He goes out and he plays extremely hard, but he just cannot do as much of the little thing that Niskanen is bringing, and he makes everybody around them better. You know, and Provorov's having to come back here again. The goal that he scored last night was impressive. A guy who doesn't have confidence, doesn't follow up his shot and take it to the net like he did.
Yeah, it's amazing. And their outlets, I mean, that's how you start the jump start in offense. And that's how you jump start rushes. I mean, their passing has been tremendous.
That's where it starts, exactly. It starts from the back end. You know, they were shown, I think our group of defensemen have the most goals in the NHL. Someone was saying yesterday, I don't know if it's fully accurate, but everybody is chipping in. But you're right, it starts from the back end. And the other thing, too, we forget sometimes is the way our goalies are playing. It gives everybody a lot of confidence to try things, to not be afraid to make things happen because, you know, you have the feeling that a save will be made. Saves will be made behind you if there's a breakdown, and that's a great confidence builder as well.
So what do you think, like, who has been the real big surprise, like, when you look at them, you know, from top to bottom? I mean, it's pretty amazing, right? I mean,
you know,
because they're a team, a sum of all parts type of team.
I mean, you can't pick just one guy. I mean, we mentioned the goalies, we mentioned the defensemen. You look up front, I think we all expected that Giroux, Couturier, Voracek, and JVR to kind of do their job, and that's what they're doing. Hayes has been amazing lately, has really turned it around and is chipping in offensively. Konechny has taken a step forward. But what's impressive, and when you go into the playoffs, you can't get it done with just one line or even just two lines. You need four full lines to chip in. We saw St. Louis last year go all the way, and they had four lines going every night. Even Boston, who made it to the Stanley Cup final. And that's what gets me excited about this team. The emergence of Obey Kubel. Pitlick has been great. You talk about the addition of Nate Thompson and Grant. Just the energy that they brought in already. You have Raffle. Lawton has been having a great season as well. So the depth now and all these third and fourth liners chipping in, contributing offensively, I think could be the key for the Flyers.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm and Danny Briere with us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. You know, one of the other guys that I thought was, and I didn't like the signing at the time, but Kevin Hayes, man, I thought they gave him too much money, and he's been amazing. And not only that, like, He's better than he was with the Rangers. He fits in so well. He and Konechny, have something special going on with Lawton.
Yeah, and you know, Kevin Hayes, I think he brings us a different mentality a little bit. He's got a little swagger. He's feeling confident. He's big on the ice. Yes, right now we see how, you know, he's scoring and he's chipping in offensively. To me, the biggest difference is now, let's say you're playing Pittsburgh in the first round. Well, you know, before you have Couturier playing against, let's say he plays against Malkin. So who do you fit in to play against Crosby? You know, and that's kind of the tough, you know, matchup part that we had. Now with Kevin Hayes, you can play Couturier and Kevin Hayes against any top two lines in the league and not be afraid. And you know, we scroll down the lineup and not be worried whoever's on the ice. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, the biggest change that I've seen in bringing Hayes in to this lineup.
You know what I like, too? I thought the bringing Grant was a good move, too. He's big and, you know, disruptive in front of the net.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I didn't know much about him playing out west. You don't get to see him as much. You know, I heard his name, you know, chipping in goals here and there, but honestly, I didn't really know his game until he got here. He's a great addition, and he's a perfect type of player that you need in the playoffs, kind of a big body. You know, we had when Wilson was running around the other night in Washington, you have him that can kind of do the same thing a little bit, but also chip in offensively. So I really like the addition of Grant and Thompson, too. You know, Thompson can drop the gloves if it's needed, if someone's taking liberties on our top guys. So those were two great pickups. Pickups that you don't really make early in the year you're looking at the regular season, but to get ready for the playoffs, those are two excellent pickups.
So what do you think? Like, as we sit here, I mean, it's one of those deals, right, where they have as good a chance as anybody else in the league, right?
Well, after what happened last year with St. Louis, why not? you know, you feel good, you feel confident, you're moving in the right direction. That swagger is building up. Why not? I think you just go with it. I don't think anybody, or not too many people, expected this team to be in this position early in the season, yeah. Especially you know, in the November or December area. So I say let's enjoy it and see where it goes. Obviously, in the playoffs, you need the good matchups to go your way and a few bounces, but in the meantime, let's enjoy what's going on. I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Danny, always great catching up with you, my brother. We'll be bugging you a lot now. We get another run to have some fun with.
I hope so. I hope to hear from you guys again.
I love you, buddy. Take it easy, man. Thanks, brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.